This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. It's really fun. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour being brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee and a terrific service department, whether it's an inspection, routine, difficult, they handle it all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Always great to be joined by Bob Nightingale, USA Today. Thank you so much for your time, as always, Bob. Thanks for being with us.
Sure, my pleasure, Steve.
There's a lot of focus on Shohei Ohtani as he tries to get to 50-50. There's a lot of focus on Aaron Judge, who right now has gone 16 games without a home run. What does Mookie Betts mean to this game, and what does Mookie Betts mean to the Dodgers?
Oh, I think he means everything to them. And they're such a better team with him in that lineup. Particularly, playing the defense he does. Great base runner, good arm, very good outfielder, on and on. But I don't think they're in a position to even compete for the World Series without Mookie Betts. What a great deal for them. I mean, that's what when people talk about the old Babe Ruth trade, trading him to the Yankees, this might be right behind it. The Mookie Betts trade was a disaster for the Red Sox.
My exact words the day after it happened. By the way, as a lifelong Red Sox fan, and no, I was not alive when Babe Ruth was traded. But my grandfather was. All right. So, what about the Dodgers pitching at this point? What do you see with them pitching wise? Because we know about the Kershaw struggles and so forth.
They're a mess, an absolute mess. I don't like them. I know the World Series is wide open this year, and you can of the 12 teams probably eliminate two or three from the start. But I think it's a long shot to get to the World Series. I could see them being one and done again. I don't see them beating. Right now they're going to get lucky because Arizona and San Diego will play each other first round, so at least knocks off one of them. But I'll take Arizona or San Diego, in that matchup against the Dodgers for the division series. I mean, when you're in, Jack Flaherty, he's fine. He'll be their number one. Mm-hmm. But, when you're talking about Yamamoto, he's only thrown, four innings in 3 months. Glasnow still hasn't come back. Walker Buehler's been a mess. Bobby Miller's a mess. The bullpen's shaky. So I don't like their chances. I really don't, Steve.
I agree with you completely. Then I look at the Phillies. The Phillies, to me, and you can tell me if I'm wrong about this, this is the epitome of what a 162-game season looks like. Awesome start, big slump, bounce back. What has been your thought on Philadelphia and what's allowed them to bounce back?
Yeah, I mean, that pitching was just so dominant, and they need that pitching. The offense is streaky. That's what worries you in the postseason. The same thing can happen. Arizona and San Diego, are pretty consistent. So, particularly here in the second half, the way they played. But yeah, I mean, they need those guys to step up. They need Wheeler and Nola, to be lights out. Need Ranger Suarez to step up and be that number solid three guy. And you got to hope that the bullpen, hangs on. The bullpen's still a little bit shaky, now too. Maybe not as shaky as a year ago with Kimbrel, but still still uncertain there. So, I mean, they may be the best team in the National League, but just like they showed last year in the NLCS, all it takes is two or three bad games by the offense, which they've done a lot the second half, and they're done.
Well, you brought up Ranger Suarez. Up to June 30th, his ERA was in the mid-2s. He's been 6.09 after June 30th. Now, he was out for a period of time. How concerning should that be for Philadelphia if he's in that spot, especially if he's the 3?
No, very concerning. At least if he's a number, starts up number 3 starter, because you'll have that day off after game 2, that bullpen will be rested. So if he only gives you 5 innings or so, you can put that bullpen to work. But, yeah, they need someone to step up. Maybe it's like Christopher Sanchez. It looks like Taiwan Walker, won't be that guy. Right. So, they need Nola to be that guy, too. I mean, I think Wheeler should be fine. It's all about pitching and defense in the postseason. It's so rare for some team just to slug their way to a World Series. And like I said, that thing's erratic. They need Bryce Harper, too, to be the Bryce Harper the first half and not the second half.
Yeah, because, it's been a month, literally, since he hit a home run. Are the Yankees too reliant offensively on the Judge Soto 1-2 punch, or is there more balance than we see?
I think a little more balance. I think, Jeff Chisholm has done well. But, you see what's happened without those guys, without the when Judge has slumped, and he has slumped, they struggle. They rely on a lot, those two guys. But, yeah, same thing. They need that pitching to step up, too, and that pitching's been very shaky.
Mm. Yeah, no. In the American League, who would you view as a threat in all of this to the Yankees at this point?
Yeah, I don't see any reason why Houston can't bounce back and be in the eighth great ALCS and everything else. Very good team. Really bounced back nicely. And the Orioles, I know they haven't played well, but still, at some point, that offense has got to come together and they can still scare you. But I would say Houston.
Which then brings up the part that you talked about with Philadelphia. You talked about a short series. Is Houston the team that's built well for a short series?
It is. With that pitching staff, they know how to win. Absolutely. I think they're very strong in the short series.
I watched the Royals play the Yankees in that series. And I really had not watched the Royals that often this season, for obvious reasons. I mean, it's not like Kansas City's on here in Pennsylvania all the time. but it was really a first chance for me to really watch Bobby Witt Jr. play. I love watching that kid play. What do you think of him as a player, as an all-around player, base running, hitting, fielding, even on the game-winning hit the other night, he made a phenomenal play with the infield drawn in. What's your thoughts on him?
You got to think he's got to be one of the top 5 players in the game right now. You're talking about Otani and Judge. You might put him at number 3. He's that good. And big reason why the Royals have bounced back from 106 losses to this. He's the glue of that game and that team. And obviously, Salvador Perez has done a wonderful job, and he'll be in the Hall of Fame one day as a catcher. But which one of the best young exciting players in the game? We used to talk about Mike Trout. You got to talk about Witt, being that same dynamic for a franchise.
And by the way, Perez was playing first base the other night. He made a fabulous double play, tagging out at first and then a great throw to the plate to get somebody. So, yeah, and Perez is bad is what it is. I'm not saying the Twins are a threat to win it all, but what would it mean to them to get Carlos Correa back and playing here down the stretch?
Well, it's amazing. And they have Byron Buxton is just coming back today. And they're hoping Correa comes back next week. But, I saw the stat. They've only had the 3 of them in the same lab together for 17 games. Oh. It's been unbelievable. And the Mets and Giants have got to be very thankful they didn't sign Correa to that, you know, to that huge contract they both offered, because he's really had trouble with that foot. I know it's plantar fasciitis, so it wasn't the ankle injury that scared people, but still. But yeah, they got a couple nice starters. Got a very good closer with Duran, but you know, for their sake, they're not facing the Yankees again first round. I've never seen a team just own a team like the Yankees own the Twins. So, but yeah, if you know, I would think you know the Twins would make the playoffs. They'd have to really collapse, even though they're doing their best to do so. But I would think the Twins, the Royals, and the Brewers. I would think those three teams would be a real shocker, I think, for them to win the World Series, where you give a legitimate chance to the other nine teams.
Right. The Mets. Can you explain to everybody the quality of play of Francisco Lindor and what you've seen from him this season? Because, I mean, he may be playing in New York, but a lot of people, because of the Yankees, a lot of people don't see the Mets play that often.
Yeah, good for him. When he got over there, it was a nightmare. So, oh, man, did they ever blow this contract, giving him $41 million? On the field too, when he's getting booed and giving the thumbs down sign, things like that. Not a good relationship with the media. It just looked like he was going to go real south in a hurry. And then he's bounced back. You know, nice season a year ago. And hey, if it wasn't for Otani, he'd be the MVP this year. So he's been great for them, great for leadership and everything else. Always upbeat, talking to all his teammates. So he's certainly the glue of that team. I don't think Pete Alonso will be back next year, but Lindor will be the face of that franchise.
And now we go to the absolute opposite end of the spectrum of what we're talking about here. Why, after seeing this body of work, are the White Sox that bad?
I know. It's almost like, talking to scouts, you could put a AAA team, and I think you'd have a better record. They'd certainly have a better record in the second half.
Yeah.
I think they've only won, five games in the second half? It's unbelievable. You know, 81 games under 500. No one's ever done that. They changed managers. It's actually gotten worse there. Granted, they traded away some pieces at the All-Star break. That's where I thought, they're going to break the record for sure. But even, you'd think you get lucky once in a while. And the bullpen's been horrific. They've been in a lot of games through six innings and then always lose games. I think the record, I forget what the exact number was, but, tied or being one run after six innings, is a very respectable over 500. But then those last three innings are just a crusher.
Well, if this were college football, they would be everybody's homecoming game. All right.
Exactly. It's kind of the Washington Generals or the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the Washington Generals. Oh, yeah. I actually had a buddy of mine who played here at Penn State, played on the Generals. And so I said, Carl, what's it like losing every night? He says, oh, we don't worry about it. He says, we get money. It's like, okay, we're part of the show. I got it. Okay.
Yeah, that's what's come. I like your analogy better, the homecoming team. I agree. That's what they are.
Hey, absolute pleasure, Bob. Thanks so much for your time. Terrific as always.
All right, my pleasure. Take care, Steve.
You bet. Bob Nightingale, USA Today. The White Sox, everybody's homecoming opponent. Thank you. We'll come back more in a moment. This half hour brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.